Hello.
Hi, this is Chuck. Are you over 21 years old?
Well, I come from a Japanese. I just speak English. Can I help you?
Oh, sure.
Hello.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about youth substance usage funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services.
I love Republicans. Go Trump, America. Make America great.
Well, actually, this has nothing to do with politics. Actually, it's your perspective of the youth or teenagers consuming illegal substances as marijuana, alcohol, or things like that. We're not going to ask you for any personal information, or this has nothing to do with sales either. May I ask you, what's your age? Just to make sure you're over 21.
I love 69.
You're 69 years old?
I love 69.
Okay. Over 65. I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teenagers in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It's going to be really
useful. I think
useful.
The best thing that they did was got rid of Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
Like I said, sir, this has nothing to do with politics.
I'm good, but you and I, we can talk politics for a while.
The survey that I'm trying to run right now is more about teenagers. It's
problem, but I'm saying we should talk about politics because without them, I mean, our teenagers, shit's just going to go to hell in the handbag, you know what I mean? I mean, the next thing we need to do is secure the border. Biden needs to pull his head out of his ass and he needs to get that wall up.
Got
to build that wall. That's what needs to happen because they're allowing all these illegal immigrants to come into our country. And they're just getting free votes. And then it's just gimme, 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 and we're handing all that stuff out to them. And then our teenagers ain't going to have nothing to have. You know what I mean? So how do you think we could curb building that wall? What would it take to put that wall?
I'm not allowed to provide my opinion on any political matter, but thank you.
It's okay. I'll let you do that. It's just you and me. We can talk about this. I don't care. You tell me what you think.
Actually, all of our calls are recorded, and I'm not allowed to get involved with those kind of things.
That's okay. Let's talk. So what do you think it'll take? Because if we don't get that wall up, they're going to allow all these little wetbacks to come in. Our country's going to go to hell in a handbag. I can't believe what these Democrats are doing.
I see.
They need to do is they need to get Trump back in there, make America great again, build that wall, lower our gas prices.
I see.
And then things
are
going to be great. You know what I mean?
I understand, yeah. Well, tell me, how often do you think most teenagers in your school district?
I want to hear what you got to say, don't you think? Are you Democrat or Republican?
Oh, I can't tell.
You can't tell or you don't know?
Oh, no. I can provide my information. Like I said,
Don't worry about it. You can talk to me. I ain't worried about it.
Oh, thank you for the permission, but it's not like I'm not allowed for you. It's because it's the protocols of the call.
This is just a policy. Policies are meant to be broken as long as you can articulate why.
Okay.
I think we need to start in Texas. We need to go to Texas along the Mexican border.
I see.
Concrete cement wall. And then once that cement wall is done, then they need to put big old dagger barbed wire on top because then they ain't going to be coming across the border and infiltrating our country.
Oh.
And I think the Republicans know what they need to do, but the Democrats just don't seem to want to do it. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, they're worried about putting their money where their mouth ain't, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't let your butt write a check that your mouth can't cash, right? Am I right or right? Don't you think that's a good idea?
I can tell, sir.
And I think a lot of the Republicans here think it is. Obviously, we're a very Republican country and a very Republican house here where I live.
I
think that's what we need to do. You know, and then when they're done with that, I'll tell you what. They've really got to start working on the green emissions caused by cow farts and dairy products. Because they're building all these Teslas. Go green, you know what I mean? Did you know that an average dairy farm causes more greenhouse emissions from a cow fart than a normal diesel truck does?
Sorry.
The other thing I don't understand is you got all these Teslas, these battery-powered vehicles going up and down the road, but how do you suppose they get to where they got to go? It's getting hauled by a big old Peterbilt. Toot, toot. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Think about it. These cars, these Teslas, these go green cars got to get shipped somewhere somehow, right? And how are they getting shipped? They're getting shipped by semis. They're getting shipped by coal trains. They're getting shipped by great big ships. Well, how do these things work? Gasoline. And I tell you what, I don't make no damn sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So,
okay, sir, would you be willing to
continue
with us, sir?
If I take my big old F-350, gas-powered, of course, and they think they're going to make an electric F-350, it just ain't going to work out that way because I got to have the power. I got to have the ponies under the hood, the real tornadoes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that sounds really interesting, yeah. Sir,
what kind of vehicle you drive?
Would you be interested to continue with the survey, sir?
Oh, I didn't know we were having a survey. No, I'm not interested in no survey. I just thought we were having a good talk.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to know. Thank you for taking my call, then. Have a nice day.
You betcha. Bye-bye now. God bless.